The sea cucumber fishery in Southeast opened for harvest in the beginning of October. It's now halfway through its season, and much like salmon this year, it looks like the state's sea cucumber harvest is also finding success on the global market. KMXT's Kayla DeRoche has more.
Out of all the divers in Southeast, most touched down in Ketchikan. Bo Meredith, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game Assistant Area Management Biologist for Commercial Fisheries in Ketchikan, says about 160 divers recently made landings in Southeast. He says 100 of those were in Ketchikan. He says the other region where divers harvest sea cucumbers is the Kodiak Management Area. In Kodiak, fewer than 20 divers this year participated for a total guideline harvest level of 140,000 pounds.
Southeast Alaska has this year 1.2 million pounds, but we're also, you know, you're talking about approaching the northern end of the geographic range for the red sea cucumber or California sea cucumber. So your productivity is not going to be as high, whereas Ketchikan is more in the prime zone of the geographic range for the sea cucumber as you head south.
He says this year there are 18 different harvest areas in Southeast, each with its own GHL. Once an area reaches its limit, it closes and reopens 3 years later. He says sea cucumbers take 3 to 4 years to mature, so that helps avoid overfishing. And that could play into why Alaska-sourced sea cucumbers are doing so well worldwide. Meredith says Alaska saw a change in the value of sea cucumbers about 6 years ago.
And all of a sudden the price went from about $2.50 a pound to $4 or $5 a pound, and it's been kind of steady at about $4 a pound, and then this year it shot up to $5 to $5.50 a pound.
Mike Erickson is the part owner of Alaska Glacier Seafoods, which processes sea cucumbers in Juneau. He believes poor management and overfishing in other countries could be why Alaska has risen in the ranks.
The supply is not meeting the demand, hence the price starts going up.
Erickson says, according to some of his buyers, Mexico used to be a big player in the global market.
And they still are, but they don't have the volumes that they had a couple, 3 years ago. You know, they've literally fished out some of their areas, so consequently, they don't have the supply that they had, and a lot of those cukes from Mexico were going to China.
He says Alaska Glacier Seafoods also sends many of its cukes to China.
You have a skin and you have a meat, so basically you extract the meat out of the skin, and then those two items kind of go to different markets. Like the skin will basically head to Asia, and the meat, even though we do sell some over into Hong Kong, we sell a fair amount of meat on the East Coast here in the U.S., believe it or not.
Erickson says he thinks sea cucumbers are doing so well, partly because of Fishing Game's management system. He also credits Alaska's reputation for pristine waters and a high-quality product. In Kodiak, I'm Kayla DeRoche.